Well, good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. I hope you all are doing well, and I hope that you guys had a great and wonderful Thanksgiving. As well did everybody in our family. We appreciate everybody. In fact, I just want to take some time out to thank you for all your Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving well wishes. I definitely appreciate that. This is CA, your on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy and friend, and I hope you're doing well today on a Monday. Welcome to Coffee Talk with CA. I've got a great topic that we're going to talk about that the Lord inspired me to speak on. But before I get started, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always email me here at Faith Studio One here in Fort Worth, Texas. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Today I want to talk about there is 10 ways to overcome the hurts in your life. Every person, friends, who has walked planet Earth has been wounded. Some more than others. And pain has a way of sticking with us, affecting our relationships with others, if we aren't intentionally about getting past it. I've noticed how past pain in my life can creep up on me And it will also creep up on you as well. But I know one thing, what I do is I give it to God. Whether you're a man or a woman and you've been hurt, you give it to God. And you say, Lord, help me with this situation. What he will do is he will open the door and come into your heart like he always has. And he will work on your situation. So vitally important. So today I want to give you 10 ways to overcome the hurts in your life so they didn't continue to affect how you live or relate to others. Point number one is realize there is a reason for your pain. I too remember asking God, why in the world is all this happening? Why is time after time, day after day, morning after morning, or evening after evening, in situations in my life, why has this partaken in my life? You know, it wasn't until I came across this passage in Scripture that I personally realized I might not understand the why and that it's okay. But in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 through 11, Scripture, as we read, reminds us, especially in verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways my ways, declares the Lord." You know, I have learned it is so important that we understand why we are hurting. But it is essential that we trust the one who, in his love, is allowing the hurt to happen. That is the beginning of surrender and trust in God, who can redeem what? All things. And surrender is the beginning of healing. Second point I want to make on Coffee Talk with CA. Reshape your understanding of God through Scripture. Friends, when we are hurting, we are often believing something about God that isn't true. Sometimes we believe that God is punishing us or ignoring us out of his anger. When we look to Scripture, we see who God really is and grab hold of the truth. It changes your lives. It is possible through your hurts and your headaches that you have perceived God as different than he actually is. Maybe you haven't done that intentionally, if you think about it, but maybe you have just put a face on him that resembles someone who has hurt you. But God is not a distant father. I always want you to remember that. You've had difficulty approaching a situation or maybe a critical mother who you could never please, or even an abusive spouse whom you couldn't trust, or even a controlling boss whom you learn to resent. Let God heal your heart of the hurt you've experienced by getting to know him as he really is. As Scripture says, this is what he says, make note of it, highlight it, in the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 32, Scripture says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free." My third point is, reject the lie that God doesn't care. You know, we often see disaster in front of us. We experience the pain, friends, but we don't see the rescue that takes place on our behalf. That makes us believe the lie that God wasn't there or that he doesn't care about the pain we experience. You see, friends, God promised in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. You can find that and highlight it in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 5. His word also says that no matter where we go, he is with us. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 139, and read verses 7 to 11 and highlight that. That means he has been with you in everything you've faced. Maybe you just don't remember the sudden turn of events in which something worse could happen, but didn't. Remember, you don't recall that he was protecting you and spite your pain. Excuse me. In fact, if you go into scripture and you read in the book of Psalms, chapter 75 and verse 15, the psalmist sings of God saving acts all day, though he knows not how to relate to them all. How often has God protected you, friends, from something far worse that could have happened but didn't? Reject the lie that he didn't care. He was very likely working a rescue that you will never realize ever took place. My fourth point is, re-examine the healing power of the cross. You know, I've known several different women and men who believe that although God is forgiving, that he could never forgive them for certain things they've done. But you are no exception to the healing power of the cross. The book of Psalms, chapter 103 and verse 12 tells us, as far as the east is from the west, so has he removed our transgressions from us. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 4 and 5, we are told, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He has wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our integrities. Our chastised for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Notice that every verse in Isaiah chapter 53, and you read the whole chapter, referring to the healing that Jesus offers us from the cross, is past tense, even though it was a prophecy in the Old Testament about what was to come through the birth and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Even though Christ's death for us was still future at the time it was written, God saw our healing, friends, through Christ's death as already done. So if you're thinking that you will never be healed, that maybe you will never repented and asked God to cover you with his life and his death and blood, because once he said, your heavenly Father sees you as you have already healed and complete in him. My fifth point on Coffee Talk with CA, receive your new identity. You know, many of us stay stuck in the past, claiming that just the way I am, because we continue to see ourselves as that wounded little girl or little boy, or the rejected, unwanted little boy or little girl. But when we know that Christ, that's not who we are anymore. Several scriptures I want you to highlight and reflect back on. Scripture says, when you are in Christ Jesus, you are his child. Go to the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 12. His friend, John chapter 15 and verse 15. A saint, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 1. Forgiven, Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. Complete, Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. Secure, highlight these, Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. And conditionally loved, Romans chapter 8. Verses 35 to 39, just to name a few. When I find myself excusing my behavior because of past issues, friends, or believing that I will always be hurt, I must remind myself, and I hope you do too, over and over again, that Christ died for me to redeem the way I am, so he can make me more like him. My sixth point. Relinquish yourself, your right, I should say, relinquish your right to yourself. It is natural for you, friends, and I, to believe we have a right to be pain-free, happy life, but Jesus never promised even a comfortable life. You know, for those who follow him, rather he said, If anyone would rather come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 9 and verse 23. In other words, to pick up your cross daily means there's going to be pain, there's going to be hurt, there's going to be discomfort, and a relinquishing of the right to yourself. Furthermore, friends, the Apostle Paul modeled to us a life that is surrendered to Christ, in which we have no personal rights. When he said, "I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me." Find that in the book of Galatians, chapter 2 and verse 20. You see, friends, true surrender means recognizing your life is not your own. You belonging to a loving master who has the best at your heart. Relinquishing your rights to yourself and experience the peace that you are in your Father's hands and he knows exactly what he's doing. My seventh point on Coffee Talk with CA. Recognizing real versus disoriented love. We get stuck, friends, in painful patterns from our past. Hello, wouldn't you agree to that? And repeat dysfunctional behavior. We fail to understand what healthy love looks like. Christ said in the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 13, "Greater love has no more than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends." True, unconditional love involves self-sacrifice for the benefit of the other. So when you grab hold of God's definition of love, as it is seen in the life of Christ and in Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 7, you will raise your standards higher and not repeat mistakes that cause you pain, including horrible relationships with people who continue to hurt you. My eighth point, release yourself through forgiveness. Not only do we need to forgive ourselves of our offenses, we believe we are unforgivable. We are when we forgive others that we have offended us. We end up letting ourselves off the emotional hook. We stay in bondage to our pain and the one who causes the pain when we refuse to forgive the other person. Now, this may not act like that you have your forgiveness, that this may not be either be sorry, but when you release your offender and the offenses to God and say, "I am not going to expect this person to make it right," because they never could anyway, you'll experience freedom from pain. We forgive because Christ has forgiven us. Again, go to Matthew chapter 6, highlight verses 14 and 15. As we forgive because it is our essential to own healing process. My ninth point. Refresh your soul through praise. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, friends, says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you, Christ Jesus, in everything, even the unwanted, uncomfortable, unpleasant things. Give thanks, and you will be living out God's will for you." As you praise God, he will give you a new perspective. He will remind you of who you are in his eyes. You will experience joy again. Worship draws us closer to the presence of God. In Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11, Scripture says, "In his presence is the fullness of the joy." Praise him in the pain you find yourself experiencing, his peace and his joy, evidence that will overcome your hurts. My 10th and final topic on Coffee Talk with CA, Reinvest in the lives of others. I've seen it over and over and over again, friends. A man or a woman who is wounded receives God's healings and then gets back into the trenches where he or she was wounded and begins to help out others in their painful situation as well. It's how God turns our pain into a purpose, though, isn't it? It's how he brings us beautiful, something beautiful out of something that was once bitter. And it's how God completes our healing process. You see, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, I want you to highlight it. It says, tells us that the God of all comfort comforts us in all the affliction, so we may be able to comfort all those in affliction with the comfort in which we ourselves are comforted by God, whom we can comfort with the comfort God has given you, whose life can be encouraged by sharing where God has met you in pain. You see, friends, God ministers healing to us as we reach out to the minister to the hurts of other people. There is a lot of people out there hurting. There's a lot of people out there that are disappointed. There's a lot of people out there that just don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you on Coffee Talk with CA, if I can get anything to all you all out there, is I hope you got something out of these 10 situations on my topics and on my notes. 10 ways, 10 of them, to overcome hurts in your life. If I may, before I play this last Christmas song, maybe you're hurting right now. Maybe there's been a strain in your relationship with someone. Maybe there's been a strain with your fiance, maybe your husband, your wife. Pulling together, giving it to God, and saying, Lord, I know you can make a way. But see, hey, my mind's already made up. Okay. I understand. I get it. But have you took the time to have the one-on-one, the covenant with God and the person you're with and say, you know what, I want to make it work. Maybe your marriage, you've been together for a long time. Maybe the stress in your engagement has caused havoc. Let me tell you something to everybody who is engaged, who has strains in engagements, or even let's go to relationships. God can heal it. But see, hey, I don't know if I want to be with this person. My mind's already set. I get it. But have you talked to God? Have you completely found your prayer room, took it to the table, and prayed about it, and give it all to him? I encourage you. I've had people tell me, well, I did. Okay. I don't play the God card, but have you really took it to a prayer room and prayed? Well, what are you talking about when you're talking prayer room? I'm talking about going into a private area, shutting everything off, if it includes your cell phones or whatever, and have the one-on-one with Scripture in hand and praying something like this. Example. Father, you know my situation with so-and-so. Please, as I open my heart up to you, please show me what is right. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Open doors for me on the situation. Be with my better half or the person that you're in the relationship with. Help he or she understand. God, the purpose of a relationship is having you, excuse me guys, I hit the mic, you first place in my life, the other party, either the woman or the man. God, we give this relationship to you. Please help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Things like that. And I hope with God's will that your relationship will be put together. I can't give you answers on that. You can't pull somebody by the coat tail and tell them. But when he's knocking, just like that, open your heart to him. That includes being saved too as well. And we're here for you. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Okay. We're going to go ahead and play this song. Then we're going to close out in prayer on Coffee Talk with CA. Johnny Mathis, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay, peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its fabled sounds, the blessed angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets shall come the time foretold, when the earth shall own the prince of peace, their king, and the whole world send
the great sounds of Johnny Mathis. Oh yeah. We love playing that here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everything. And I hope you got a lot out of this coffee talk. It was a very special coffee talk with CA. And kind of felt it upon my heart to, just teach on it. And I hope you guys got something out of it. Again, thank you so much for your loyalty. Thank you for being a great listener. And we appreciate you guys as you get ready to head off to work on a Monday morning. Get yourself coffeed up and y'all have a great day. Let's say our prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much. Father, as we venture off to work on Monday, we just give everything to you, all of our faith, hope, and strength through you. And I hope my listeners got something out of this coffee talk with CA today. Lord, we just praise your holy name and we thank you and we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Have a great day. Bye for now.